Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the Hilltop All-Stars. Better act like you know. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Take your watch like it's Gucci time. DJ Sean got it jumping when the clock strikes nine. Yeah, with them all stars by his side, cutting up and getting loose, that's just how they ride. Guaranteed to have the hottest talent industry wide. If you say that we ain't brainy, use a goddamn lie. All you gotta do is tune in and see how we rock. With interviews, hottest tunes, breaking music nonstop. Our connect gang got long strings, we touching the world. Africa, China, Japan, did I say we touching the world? 8 million strong following this all-star team. Give it raw and uncut, DJ Sean, cut so clean.
We're coming in hot from east to west. Ain't gotta try to shine, cause we the best. Never stress, just fun, enjoy the show. With DJ Sean, got the health of me that flow. Cooling on down from north to south. In grind mode. We chill, no doubt, climbing up this mountain. Welcome to the hilltop, enjoy the view. Worldwide, non-stop, asking all the questions, exclusive interviews. Tune on in, got no time to lose. Loosen on up, shaking all them haters off. Already told you that we don't stop.
You ain't gotta ask me to hear, cause no one can do it better. So tell her, get on our level, whatever, in every era. Like clever, feel pressure, no error. Be aggressive, pain of pleasure, no intentions. Not ever, no ever. Tell the songs I get in here, DJ Sean ain't bluffing. These haters will never touch them, you can hate it. Love it. We thuggin' and get the bustin', no discussion. Clip ass, spot the hilltop, the rest of dead ass. Ties with fake guys and lies, tryna be us. Copy the blueprint.
Player, you're not
us. Never was or could be like DJ Sean Strap. Told me to cheer, nah, I'm dropping the bomb. Me along my swarm like killer bees on enemies. Off enemies, then me only queens and OGs.
I'm a boss,
it's just me a El Capitan. Where it's born, lock it in. When the hilltop is on, the parasites, the bones, a rip, no to the bone. Old sport on some hill ship, on cold and stone. Son of competition, you about the best winners to the greatest in the business. So settle down and then.
Yeah, Hilltop Radio Show. Believe half what you hear and all of what you see. You heard? DJ Sean always plays the music that I like. Always play the music that I like. DJ Sean always plays the music that I like. Always play the music that I like. Yeah.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Thursday night. We're almost to the weekend. One more day to the weekend. March Madness is going in effect. This is your boy DJ Sean, and I want to thank everybody that's tuned in. Everybody's getting ready to get tuned in, and everybody's already tuned in. Again, this is the Hilltop Radio Show, and we got a tribute show tonight from a man, Mendoza, one of the baddest, illest artists that I know, friend, father, brothers, Kiefer, that I had a chance to know, grown to know, get to know. And had to know. One of the best in the business. It's a shame the way a coward took his life. And took his life, took him from his family, took him from his friends, took him from his kids. And, when you're in the streets, you know, it's always a, you know, when you're in the streets. Money Mike, welcome to the show, brother.
What's good? What's good, man? What's good?
All right. Mrs. Baldy, welcome to the show.
Hello, how's everyone doing?
All right.
Good.
You know, when you're in the streets, man, back in the day when I was coming up, you know, and we had beef with somebody. We went on ahead and settled it. with our hands. And if we got our ass whooped, we got our ass whooped. Or we tried it another day until you got that W. You know, fools and cowards today, when they get that mad, they want to go grab a gun or a weapon or something that will harm someone or kill somebody or take somebody out. So that's what happened to my man Doza. And I had this funny feeling the whole time when he went back home to Syracuse, because he lived in Baltimore. And I met him through a friend from Baltimore. And I was living in D.C. at the time. And I rode all the way to Baltimore to meet this dude. And when I met him, man, Mike and Sandy, it was like, it was meant to be. It was meant to meet this brother. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he did Fed time. You know, he did his time, you know. But music was always his thing and his dogs. And met the brother. Then, you know, the brother, you know, started making good music and stuff. And he left and went back home. And, you know, the whole time he was back home in Syracuse, I was like, man, I got a funny feeling. I kept having this feeling, kept having this feeling. He said, oh, man, DJ Sean, man, you know, I'm a soldier. I said, man, I understand that, man, but I just got this feeling, man. Something ain't right or something's going to happen. A year later, it happened. And like I said, you know, he was one of the best in the business. So I'm going to take a clip. I took a clip, too, from one of his speech. You know, he was talking about the industry, Mike and Sandy and everybody out there listening. His son just hit me up, said he'll be on in about 10 minutes. So I'm gonna play this clip, what he said about the music, about his music.
I don't want my music sounding like no nigga shit, period. That's why I switched my style. I got different flows. Got to be original. That's what I'm up here for. I'm on social media. I'm about my music. I ain't with all that other shit. I'm about my music. I'm promoting, man. That's all I do. I can't do nothing else. What's the sense of getting on this platform, jumping on this live, and I ain't going to tell the truth? It don't make no sense to say a fucking word. I deal with what's real, man. Reality. Reality. It's not about my salary. It's all about reality. That's what we dealing with over here. You know what I mean? I'm trying to see niggas prosper. I came to fuck with the town and make, and we got some talent here. That nigga Big Facts, man. Why not get, I get beats from different type of motherfuckers, but why not make a producer that's already hot in my town? Why not get him out there and pop with somebody from the town? It's not about me. It's about we. You know what I mean? That nigga Lino really working over there. That nigga got nothing but heat, and I'm proud of the homie. And the homie proud of me, vice versa. No hatred. We, you know what I mean? Each one teach one. Ain't no ego. Bring the business to the table. Leave the bullshit outside. That's what we doing. Ain't nobody got no ego. And we there for one another. We got each other back. We lay low. We get money. Mind our business, man. Don't fuck with nobody, man. I don't owe none of these niggas no money. I don't owe a nigga nothing. I'm getting money. And I don't owe niggas shit.
Wow.
That's it.
And that's how he was every day, man. And his word game was ill. I'm playing another clip in front of me, man. What you guys, for you guys listening. It's a little emotional for me.
y'all know, I'm fucking with B-More, you know what I'm saying? I'm from the slums, from the bottom of this shit. Hey, yo, I seen drug money get sweeter than grape soda. And the rats caught the pigs and handed my eight soda. So I styled with the snakes and shot for King Cobra. There's something about that animal skin over the shoulder. Sometimes you gotta put niggas under to take over. My name alone made niggas panic like Ebola. If it wasn't marijuana, I was moving that hard thing. Happy and healthy on the corner like Walgreens. Do your research, my hustle game is beyond strong. I pedaled on the toughest terrain like Lance Armstrong. If I was in the mob, they would label me beyond dawn. So many niggas say they gorillas, but I'm beyond calm. I might blow $3,000 on one pair of long johns. And all kind of women be trying to get in my long johns and pass that. Watch me blow this paper on my wife, though. We in the teller shop, talking lizard like Geico. Smooth, but don't get it confused. I go psycho. My wife scared I'm gonna leave her for my rifle. When it comes to that animal skin, nigga, that's my thing. Yeah, that's Mendoza, but the teller call me Swamp Thing. I bet you birds want to see the queen that I'm bragging on. She in a foreign truck getting high with Komodo Dragon on. UAR, hell no, you can't tag along. I promise you, I would never ever put a faggot on. No, I'm not hating. And I'm not trying to front on you. But men in spandex make me very uncomfortable. You gotta understand, all my life I've been a menace dude, throwing shots, tying niggas up like tennis. Coming up, I had to be mean, nigga, nice thing. Type of nigga you ain't want to see at the dice game. Hmm. Nowadays, you might catch me in a hard top. Hard top off, man, the whip got a ball spot. I flex and drop different. I don't say the things that you say. Top going on, I call it putting on the toupee. Move how I move, then you know they going to stare at you. I push foreign cars like I'm hating on America. Niggas ain't really that cocky, they just talking it. Stand on my sofa, a bullet will knock you off of me. Yeah. Huh? I'm the type to blow racks on the Figaro. End up locked up, bubble in the can like Michelob. Behind the wall with niggas with wild time. Attica mess hall, whooping the nigga out in the chow line. I'm a rapper that'll flip on my P.O. Hinge up on the violation, lock out and pop on the CO. Nigga, I ain't gotta talk that tough shit. Wherever I'm at, I got my chest poked out like duck lips. Before you hate to see me, bummy, I empty a magazine for the love of that Don Diva money. You niggas wanna talk Instagram? Let's talk instant grams. Chef them in the microwave, quickly get them in your hands. Fuck quick grits. You ever heard of quick bricks? Spread it all out. Let's have a cocaine picnic. Marijuana festival. Mine take a masquerade. Five to six figures every night on a stash away. I can teach you about that ghetto cake. How to tie up a strip. And if it ain't with narcotics, then it's with yellow tape. Go ahead, start a war. Get you and your troops missing. Line you bums up like I'm running a soup kitchen. See, those are demand my respect. Yeah, I rap, but if you front, nigga, I'll wrap my hands around your neck. Snatch your ass up and make you deep throat the biscuit. Watch you foam up like dishwashing liquid. Let you know up front, I'm real quick to back out. A chance to live is slim for a nigga with a fat mouth. I know what to do with these cats. Fuck hip-hop beef. I'm all over these streets like sewer cats. Don't even think about taking off of mine. I'll blow out your brains, nigga, just for having my paper on your mind. As for the hip-hop, wait until my shit drop. Watch all the hustlers do they dance with my shit now. What you know about cramming Molly in a Ziploc? Flossing without a care in the eyes of a pissed cop. Money don't grow on trees? That's what you say. Paper is made out of wood and y'all too gay. CDs, DVDs, nigga, Blu-ray. We in Toronto playing hardball like the Blue Jays. You know who I are, don't forget the UA. The way I mastered these jams, they thought it was that dude J. Rap, but I swim with the sharks, you know, Cool J. Some of them I let live, some of them souffle. He's just talking. Don't listen to what the dude said. If he was CEO of the Rock, he wouldn't move yay. Huh? If he was trying to spell Kango, he wouldn't use the KWD-40 on the wrench. He wouldn't tweet. I ain't with none of these games that these dudes play, M-A-N-D-O-Z. Don't confuse me. I'm done.
That was those out there.
Hey, Mike. That dude was ill, man. I'm telling you, man. All that is just dome, man, from the dome, from the he can think of anything, man, and give it to you.
Wow. Yeah.
That's how ill he was. I mean, you guys can go to YouTube and catch his page, Thump. That's THUMP Mandoza, MANDOZA, Thump Mandoza. And this is one of the songs, man, when he came on Hilltop. This is one of the songs that we blew up for him. We'll be right back.
Yep. Started out doing a bike race. We up now, nigga, ain't by race. On top of that, fucking a bike bitch. Not your wife, make a sucker, ain't by dick. Mobbed out in that animal skin. 50 racks, 2 cannons on him. Big chains and I wave don't spin. That's the folly focus, niggas. God damn it, that's him. God damn it, that's him. God damn it, that's him. God damn it, that's them, that's a folly focus. God damn it, that's them. I just backed out a four-door Porsche, living real good off of robbery and torture. I'm going hard with them bricks. J.R. Smith, you ain't going far with them niggas. What the fuck y'all going to do with me? The way I whip the bird, man, that's animal cruelty. And my chain price is heavy as my jewelry. Last week I beat a bitch to death with my jewelry. And all the bitches
my table, bitch, ain't by eating. damn it, that's them. God damn it, that's them. That's the folly folks. God damn it, that's them.
Or ask them right here on the Hilltop Radio Show with the Hilltop All-Stars, Money Mike, Sandy Green in the house. Sandy, what do you think about that?
Oof, that reminds me of some New Jersey music. I love it.
Yeah, Money Mike.
Man, I was entangled by the flow, but just in his flow scheme is crazy to me, man. His flow screen is so crazy to me.
Yeah, man, that dude was one of a kind, man. I always told him, I said, I was like, man, you're ahead of your time, man. You're way ahead of your time. But, you know, that's how he was, man. When he wrote, most of the time he didn't even write. Most of the time it came from his head. And he always, you know, music was his thing. And coming on the show right now, we got his son. Mandoza's son. Welcome to the show, Luck.
Yo, what's good, brody?
Hey, man, how you feeling, man? How's it going, man?
I'm good. I'm chilling. Everything good.
Again, man, welcome to the show, man, and thank you for talking to me, man, and, you know, and coming on and, you know, making this night a special night for your dad, man.
No doubt. Appreciate you for having me, you know. Keeping his legacy alive.
Hey, man, tell that. You know, your dad's been, you know, a real pioneer and icon in the game, man. Man, talk to us about your father a little bit, man. You know, just who he was, man, and what he stood for, you know, in the music business, you know, not only in Syracuse, but Baltimore as well.
Oh, yeah. Now, he was definitely an influential person as far as the music scene in Syracuse. Like, one of the first, him and my uncles was all, like, some of the first niggas to come out of the town or at least put Syracuse on the map in the rap scene aspect. And my pops, he stood out for his punchlines, obviously. I know I just heard some. But, yeah, his punchlines was just crazy. Like, he was just crazy with it, so. That's what separated him from anybody else on the music tip. But outside of that, you know what I mean, as him as a person, he was pretty much the same nigga you would hear in the music. Obviously, some of it was a little bit animated, but he was definitely the same person you hear in the music. Like, he ain't taking no shit. You know what I mean? Some of the shit he imagined, some of the shit he said in the song, and exaggeration aspects, if he could do it in real life, he'd do the shit. That's the level of how much he's willing to take shit there. But overall, good dude, good person. You know what I mean? If he rock with you, he rock with you. If he don't, he don't. He'd tell that to you.
That's right. Straight up. If he didn't like you, and you know, look, you know, if your dad didn't like nobody, he wouldn't hold back. He'd tell you to your face, I don't like you. Get the fuck away from me. Not. That's just how he would say it. Yeah. And if you act gay around him, he'll call you a faggot in a minute.
he call a spade a spade.
Yeah. And the thing that he hated saying, dear Mike, was saying a brother in some skinny jeans.
Yeah. With the fabrics around the knees gone. As he would say.
Yeah,
but,
man.
He was definitely I don't like to say was, because that's like past tense, and he still exists to me at least. So he is one of the funniest niggas I ever met. One of the realest people I ever met. Definitely the reason why I picked up a pen and started writing. So. He definitely a legend in his own right.
Yeah, man. So, you know, like I said, he was way before his time, man. Way before his time. I mean, the brother. I mean, he was one of those dudes, man. You had to be around, because if you had a bad day and Dozer was around, man, you forget about your bad day, because that's just how wild he was, man. It made you forget what you were thinking about, what you was pissed off about, because he just was like, he was one of them cats, man, that get your mind, change your mind in a minute, man, from pissed off, you know, to laughing and happy, because that's just the type of cat he was, man. He was a real dude, man. Your pops was, man, I met your pops, man, through a fake-ass pastor in Baltimore, man. And he was trying to give your dad, trying to sign your dad to a fucked up contract. So the pastor introduced him to me because the pastor where I lived at in Baltimore, I mean where I lived at in D.C., the pastor was one of the building maintenance, and one night the floor above me, whoever lived above me, they washer machine leaked, and then this dishwasher leaked, and it came down to my condo. So I called maintenance, and it was him, and he was like, you know, he saw all the equipment and stuff, and you know, said, man, I got a man in Baltimore, man, I'd like to introduce you to. And I was like, cool, you know, go ahead and make it happen and everything. So, you know, he introduced us. I rode to Baltimore. And, man, me and your pops, man, we met and we hit it off right then and there, man. And you remember that mean-ass pit bull he had right there, like no damn body. You remember that dog, the pit he had?
Yeah.
Man, let me tell you something. When I came up there and knocked on the door, man, he opened up the door, man. That pit looked at me, took off after me, man, jumped on me and started licking me in my face and stuff, man, you know. And he looked at you. He looked, Dozer stood there, and he couldn't believe it. And he looked at your stepmoms and was like, this dog ain't never do this to nobody, because he was famous for biting people. You know, I mean, taking meat off the legs and stuff like that, man. And, man, I would come up there, you know, when I would come to your pop's joint, man, I would walk the dog and everything, man. And that's how, when his dog did that, that was really showing those of how real I was for him and around him, and then we became even tighter just because of what his dog did. Yeah, but he loved his dogs, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's real shit. That's real shit.
He loved his dog. Man, so your dad got you in the game, man. How long you been in the game?
I recorded my first song when I was 11. So I've been in the game, I'm 25 now, so I've been in the game for like 14, 15 years as far as, you know, the ins and outs and shit like that. But he definitely got me in it, he the reason why, so.
Are you smooth? I didn't listen to your music yet. Are you smooth like your pops, man?
Oh, man. I mean, I ain't gonna sit here and shit on a man on his day. It's his day. But let's just say that I can say this because I said this to him and we had our own little conversation, but he know what it is. I was just saying like that.
All right. This is the Old Time Radio Show, y'all. Tonight we're doing a tribute to my man, Dozer, rest in peace, my brother, and we got his son, Luck on. I was going to call you Little Dozer, man. I'm going to wait till I hear your music. Nah, I just play with you. Money Mike. Money Mike, anything you want to ask Luck, man?
You know, man, I'm always saying I want to hear him. So
right,
when I
right,
hear
right.
you, I know it spawns every question in my mind then. So definitely ready to hear you.
All right. What about you, Miss Sandy, Miss Baldy?
First of all, I want to say, hey, nephew, we're a family here. And if that was Sean's brother, that was all our brothers, so that makes you my nephew. And I want to give my condolences, first of all. you know, to your dad. And, you know, I love his music. And I can't wait to see if he was as good as your father. Now, I want to hear it for myself. Now, you don't hype us up like you are, but I want to hear it.
That's what's up. I got you.
All right, man. Go ahead, Luck. I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was just saying. I got you. But you know, tonight is my dad night, and on a closing tip, I have something for y'all. You want to end the show like that? But for right now, let's just keep the focus on him, and do the shit right. But I got you.
Your dad's from, you know, you're from Syracuse, and, you know, your dad and, you know, and his boys, put Syracuse on the map, man, as far as, like, talent, as far as, like, the music, as far as, like, the style is different from what you hear anywhere else. Of course, everybody's style is different. You know,
right.
Growing up, you know, and your dad being one of the icons, you know, how important it is to you to follow your father's footsteps, man?
To me, that's very important, especially at the point of my life right now. If I got to be real, you know what I mean, I personally just love to step outside of his shadows just because, I'm not saying that because to fill his shoes is so hard, but nobody could fill his shoes, not even me. So I would be setting myself up for failure, for expecting to come in or expecting to carry something such as that. But the influence, the DNA, the drive, the hustle, all that shit is definitely because of him, and it's the reason why I go hard at this shit. When I write my music, I think about how he would critique it, you know, his flow. You know, I try to add all that and keep that as a part of my ingredients for my music. But definitely also trying to prove to myself and to him, like, stepping outside of his shadows and being my own man is definitely where I'm trying to take it.
And I'm quite sure if he was here today, he would tell you that you do you. You don't have to be me. You know, you be who you are. You know what you have to do to make it. I can hear him saying that to you. I can hear him telling you that straight up. He was just that type of dude, man. I mean, Doza, man. Doza was Doza. He didn't give a damn. He didn't give a damn who it was. If he liked your music, y'all, you guys, Sandy, Mike, and Scrap. If Doza didn't like your music, especially when he was a co-host with me on this station, he would say, "Man, your shit is giving me a headache." Your music is giving me a headache. He was like, DJ Sean, don't set me up for no more garbage like this no more. And he would go in on the artist, and I'd be in there cracking up. You know, I had to mute my mic and everything to keep from laughing, because he was a fool, especially if he was drinking and smoking on the show, man. Oh, man. You in for a show itself within a show, because this dude ain't. I mean, I'm a one thing like I am. I don't hold my tongue. This dude didn't hold. He didn't hold his tongue. He didn't hold back. If your music was garbage, he'll tell you, man, that's garbage.
Yeah,
that's
for sure. He definitely had no problem. Letting you know how you felt.
Man, I'm going to go back and play the clip I played in the beginning of the show. And just, you know, for people that's tuning in, how he, the game, how he respected you know, the game, how he didn't change his style to be like other people. We'll be right back.
I don't want my music sounding like no nigga shit. Period. That's why I switched my style. I got different flows. Gotta be original. That's what I'm up here for. I'm on social media. I'm about my music. I ain't with all that other shit. I'm about my music. I'm promoting, man. That's all I do. I can't do nothing else. What's the sense of getting on this platform, jumping on this live, and I ain't gonna tell the truth? It don't make no sense to say a fucking word. I deal with what's real, man. Reality. Reality. It's not about my salary. It's all about reality. That's what we dealing with over here. You know what I mean? I'm trying to see niggas prosper. I came to fuck with the town and make, and we got some talent here. That nigga Big Facts, man. Why not get, I get beats from different type of motherfuckers, but why not make a producer that's already hot in my town? Why not get him out there and pop with somebody from the town? It's not about me, it's about we. You know what I mean? That nigga Lino really working over there. That nigga got nothing but heat, and I'm proud of the homie. And the homie proud of me, vice versa. No hatred, we, you know what I mean? Each one teach one, ain't no ego. Bring the business to the table, leave the bullshit outside. That's what we doing. Ain't nobody got no ego. And we there for one another. We got each other back. We lay low. We get money. Mind our business, man. Don't fuck with nobody, man. Not at, I mean, I don't owe none of these niggas no money. I don't owe a nigga nothing. I'm getting money. And I don't owe niggas shit.
When it's time to unwind from a long day, to improve it, stop by Taj Essentials, 3124 Eastway Drive, Charlotte. Taj Essentials offers natural products that are vital to improve your life. So stop by or give them a call at 980-819-7463. Open Monday through Saturday. That's 980-819-7463. Taj Essentials, helping you improve you.
Have you lost your phone service? Now there's a new alternative to the large phone providers. Texans now have a better choice in phone service. Everybody's Phone Company, the best prepaid phone service in Texas. Everybody's Phone Company will get your phone turned on with no deposits, no credit checks, no ID, no social security questions, and absolutely no hassle. They have unlimited local calling, toll-free calling, 911 emergency access, collect calling, and free long distance, and much more. For more information about Everybody's Phone Company, go to everybodysphonecompany.com. Again, that's everybodysphonecompany.com. Or you can call Everybody's Phone Company at 713-268-1610. Again, that's 713-268-1610. Everybody's Phone Company, the best prepaid phone service in Texas that is renewable on a monthly basis. The new alternative to the large phone provider. So don't go without phone service. Contact Everybody's Phone Company.
This DJ takes requests
and then throws them in the fucking trash can.
Young Prada, Louis Gucci, dog. Nigga, all of it's blood, throw the coochie on. Remember me, I still roll with that tennis fan. Tipping yak waves, spinning like a cellophane. Remember me, y'all was brand niggas shot me up. It never happened, so y'all smile when they lock me up. Remember me, for all the sucker shit y'all did to me. I only got one question, bitch, remember me. When Doza got locked up, y'all turn y'all back on thump. 5 years, 10 months, chill, you back on thump. Y'all in this Louis Gucci, throw it back on thump. Keep it moving, man, I'm too busy to tap that cunt, skunk. Try and get my brother Louis out the jail. Don't even speak to me if your coochie got a smell. Picture me taking you groupies to the tail. Talking about you love Doza, but you never knew the bell. Well, I'm doing swell, I'm no longer in the cell. Dreams you used to sell was no longer in my mail. You see what I'm whipping, I know you wanna holler mama, but you ain't getting up in here. Young Prada, Louis Gucci, dog. Nigga, all the bitches love to throw the coochie on. Remember me, I still roll with that tennis fan. Tipping yak waves, spinning like a cellophane. Remember me, y'all was brand niggas shot me up. It never happened, so y'all smile when they lock me up. Remember me, for all the sucker shit y'all did to me. I only got one question, just remember me. Now, don't forget your boyfriend, baby, cause those are popped up. Stick to the dick you was licking while I was locked up. Sitting in the prison, you couldn't vision me crocked up. Home and I'm back on my throne, you see me rocked up. Praying for a date and hoping I get his cock up. Nah, nah, I ain't getting none of you bitches knocked up. Aha, I'm fresh out of jail and I'm getting my buck. These shit changed, front of me, those of you getting popped up. I switch lanes, fuck Comstock, I got my socks up. Before I go back, I'm fucking a couple cops up. I'm proud of Louis Gucci, dog. Nigga, all the bitches blood, I throw the coochie on. Remember me, I still roll with that Senate fan. Sipping yak waves, spinning like a cellophane. Remember me, y'all was praying they could shot me up. It never happened, so y'all smile when they lock me up. Remember me, for all the tough shit y'all did to me. I only got one question, just remember me. Hustlers, get some street education. Senator Mendoza got some street legislation. Any nigga found moving diesel over here, get his ass hit with the Desert Eagle over here. I won the Coke contest, but equal what a year. Sniff it while you laying down, your Vico in the air. If you see me in the club, I'm riding. I ain't here to dance. I don't monkey around, not even in a pair of pants. Nope. And for you dudes that wanna stab me up and shoot me down, I'ma get with you niggas. Yo, Sammy, whip your hookie round. Live for drama, watch how I do these clowns. All crazy, baby, I smother the people Uzi round. Crip on the strip, up north, Koofy found. You ain't so tough, after all, you the coochie clown. Leather is tan, up under with the Gucci brown. Uzi Dan parked on the strip, and it's Zuki brown. Yeah, yeah, it's great to be back, man. With got gadgets like I bought it off Batman. Truthfully, nigga, I ain't got a rap, man. Pro with the white, like I can't stand a black man. Spit it like man, nigga, hot enough to tan, nigga. When my album drop, it's gon' come with a fan. Young Prada, Louis Gucci, dog. Nigga, all of it's blood, throw the coochie on. Remember me, I still roll with that Senate fan. Sippin' yak way, spinning like a cellophane. Remember me, y'all was praying that could shot me up. It never happened to y'all smile when they locked me up. Remember me, for all the tough shit y'all did to me. I only got one question, bitch, remember me. Can you answer that? Remember me, nigga? That little onion bagel smelling bitch. You got a lot of shit to say, man, watch. When a nigga got locked up talking about I ain't gonna never make it. You know what I mean? Last time I seen you, bitch, you begged me for a hug. You smell like a bag of onions, bitch. You know what I mean? You a woman, that ain't ladylike. Damn, bitch. What, you ran 15 full courts or something before you hugged me, man? That's a funny motherfucker, man. It's all good, though. I'm just a major-ass nigga dressed in ostrich and zoo animals. For those that don't understand it, that's an acronym for Mendoza. Understand what I'm telling you? This is Mob Star, nigga. Fifth Street, nigga. SNL, street niggas is living. Young Sammy. Taj Mahal. Louis Vuitton, the fucking Don. Young Doze, rest in peace to my baby mother. Special shout out to my wife. Fuck all you other fake motherfuckers. I ain't mad at you, but fuck you, yeah. Keep it bopping, man. Part of my back, I ain't fronting on you. I'm gone.
That's Remember Me. Thump Mendoza. Tribute show right here with Little Doza. He said Little Doza in the, you know, at the end. So we got, I'm going to call you Little Doza now, Luck.
It's all good. It's all love, buddy.
Let's go with Sandy. What do you think about that one? Remember Me.
It sounds good. I like it.
All right. Money Mike.
Doza, Doza. I love that, bro. From the how you rip the sample, and I'm a firm believer in when it comes to touching a record. If you ain't gonna do it no justice, don't do it. You definitely did it justice. I definitely felt the flow of it, man. You almost had me over here about to go pull out the old microphone out the closet, but when I hide from the world and say, I need to get on that mix with you, but nah, that's, you did that, bro. That's how I like that. I'm loving that. I'm digging that.
Yeah. Scrap.
Hey, man. I'm really feeling that, man. That lyrical presentation on there, the way he wrote that track. Man, that was hot, man. It really was. You know, and I from a producer standpoint, hey, I'm really feeling. I know I've been sitting in the studio excited, just trying to listen. Let's hit this rewind, just listen to this again. You know, so that's a hot track, bro. And you killed it.
Yeah, man. Your dad is he a realist, man. He always gotta add something like a punchline to make you laugh, because that's who he was, you know? Especially always talking about the Oscars.
For sure. Yeah, that was the, I mean, it's in his name. Major ass nigga dressed in ostrich and zoo animals. So, you know. Only he can, man, come up with some fly shit.
Yeah, man. I used to get you know, when Dozer was a co-host, when your father was a co-host on the show, right? He hated reggae music, right? So I'll be like, you guys, I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna fuck with Dozer tonight, right? I'm gonna get him talking shit, right? So Dozer would come on, and the first thing I would do is play a reggae track. Man, in the middle of the song, he hang up and call my phone and be like, man, you know I don't like no damn reggae music. He said, DJ Sean, you always fucking with somebody, right? And then I would play, and then he wouldn't, and then he wouldn't call back at the show. He'd be mad. I'd be like, I'll text him, be like, man, call back at the show, man. I ain't playing reggae no more, right? When I see his number pop up on the board, I cut the song and play a reggae track, piss him off some more. I would always do that to your dad, man, when he was drunk or high. I mean, out there, man, out of the show, boy, he would cuss my ass out. Like, you just show him, man, you lucky my boy, man. If you want my boy, I'll come down and DC and fuck you up. That's how your dad was, man. And what's one thing today that you miss, you know, you miss about your father, you and, you know, that father son talk, man. What do you miss about that?
Oh shit, I would say what you just hit on right there, that sense of humor, you know what I mean? Like, you know, especially as the days go by, it definitely ain't a day that I don't think about it, or just, you know, start missing it more and more daily. But it's really just a sense of humor, like going just to pop up on him, you know what I mean, speak to him. And as soon as I see him, he say some shit that just got me laughing, like you said, you know what I mean? Say some dumb shit that just got me laughing. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely what I miss the most. Like, I could care less about all the studio time, all that bullshit. It was cool. That was fun. That was cool. Seeing him in his element, that was fun, and that was great. But, yeah, just the sense of humor, making a nigga laugh, shit like that.
Yeah, man. We did a show one night, you guys. Let's do this before we get it more into the show. Mike, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media, my guy.
Definitely on all social media. It's UNG Music. That's ITSUNG MUSIC. Here at the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the Hilltop All Stars, and the website, newungmusic.com.
Miss Sandy, let everybody know where they can follow you at.
You can follow me on Facebook at Sandy, Sandey, Green, Greene. My alopecia page, Don't Stare, Just Ask. Hashtag alopecia. I'm sorry, I had to think. And the Hilltop Radio Show and the Hilltop All-Stars.
All right. Lil Dozer, man, let everybody know where they can follow you at, big brother.
IG at Cardona99. Twitter, you can find me on Twitter under the same name, Cardona99, but that's Cardnna 99. And yeah, Apple Music, YouTube is under KMF Lucky, if you're interested and you want to hear what I got, KMF Lucky, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, check me out.
All right, Scrap, let them know.
All right, you can find your boy Scrap on Instagram at Scrap Iron for God. You can look me up on Facebook at Carl Sanders. And you can always find me here on the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the Hilltop All-Stars. Get at you, boy. I'm here.
All right. We'll play another one of those's joints. This is one of my favorites. I'm a gangster. We'll be right back here on the Hilltop Radio Show, y'all.
No homo.
Yeah.
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 Mendoza, man.
Y'all
wrong with y'all
niggas, man.
It's the C to the H to the UMP. No homo, I'm gangsta. And you don't really wanna see what's under my white tee. No homo, I'm gangsta. It's the M to the A in D-O-Z-A. No homo, I'm gangsta. And if I don't got the Mac, then I got the AK. No homo, I'm gangsta. I'm the type to put a bomb in your CL drop. Stick my ratchet up the ass of a female cop. Feds hate Mendoza cause he hard to grab. Scramble good with the rock like Don McNabb. And nowadays y'all rap niggas getting me mad. Thug on track but in person y'all common fags. Stop even got George Bush trying to capture him. Cause my clique move out for me like them last men. It's a sin if it's faggots better get to know us. Cause we squeeze guns and flip babies out of their strollers. Everybody wanna act like they the strongest of soldiers. You sit the barrel or the 44 long and they molars. I body your little sister and hand you a bladder. This Eddie Winslow ass nigga think his family matters. No, at any time nigga you can distract her. Catch you at the barbershop and pour the clip on your edge up. And I probably look stupid when I'm squeezing at y'all. Y'all niggas is butter soft like the seat of my car. I'm gangster, nigga.
Yeah.
It's the D to the A to the UMP. No homo, I'm gangster. And you don't really wanna see what's under my white tee. No homo, I'm gangster. It's the M to the A in D-O-Z-A. No homo, I'm gangster. And if I don't got the Mac, then I got the AK. No homo, I'm gangster. Man, Joe's looking for you, it's official fucker. Not a movie, but I'm gonna get you, sucker. Man, Doza, I'm a fucking renegade. And the ice on my chain look like frozen lemonade. I ain't never been afraid, I ain't ducking for none. I'm tucking my chain, I don't even tuck in my gun. Pull up in the best whip, you think your whip is fly? Pull a six on the sky, nigga, your whip will cry. Walk my car to the product till it caused confusion. Cause I was parked for 2 hours and the rims was still moving. Give me a moment, show you how to spend your hours. How you moving bodies and bricks like you was cleaning up the Twin Towers. Y'all in the club, y'all do too much dancing. Y'all see me in the club, y'all see too much dancing. Too much branding, too many bitches saying I'm handsome. Too many bitches sizing out cause I don't wanna romance them. Too many bottles being popped by me and my man. So how the fuck we get in the club? We got 200 handguns, who gangster? No homo. Yeah. It's the D to the A to the UMP. No homo, I'm gangster. And you don't really wanna see what's under my white tee. No homo, I'm gangster. It's the M to the A in D-O-Z-A. No homo, I'm gangster. And if I don't got the Mac, then I got the AK. No homo, I'm gangster. Said I wouldn't plan, you wouldn't pay attention. Cut both of your ears off, now you trying to listen. Put my gun in your mouth, now you trying to talk. Wouldn't move, chop your legs, now you trying to walk. Man, don't say, what the fuck y'all gonna tell me, nigga? Cut your nose off and ask you, do you smell me, nigga? Y'all niggas is see-through, like Belvy, nigga. So go ahead with that bullshit you trying to sell me, nigga. If I can't get to you, I'ma fuck up your spouse. Leave a piece of that bitch body all over the house. Find her head on the couch, bullet stuffed in the scalp. Two empty 4-5 shoved up in her mouth. Could be confused by the pretty ass nigga with steady clothes. It's my magnum, return your brains to SpaghettiOs. I mean it, fam, don't make me bomb your game. Got guns too big for Saddam Hussein. No braids, no fades, but I do sport waves. And I talk greasy like I've been chewing sport waves. There's a thin line between gunplay and gun talk. And I supply the heat like Niagara Mohawk. 3,000 guns sold, shoot down for Mohawk. My rhyme ain't a rap, man, this is pro talk, nigga, motherfucker. I'm real, for real, man. Who gets it's the D to the H to the UMP.
no homo, I'm gangsta. And you don't really wanna see what's under my white tee. No homo, I'm gangsta. It's the M to the A and D-O-Z-A. No homo, I'm gangsta. And if I don't got the Mac, then I got the AK. No homo, I'm gangsta. Yeah. Yeah, no homo, I'm gangsta. Yeah.
Motherfucker, y'all faggot fruitcake ass niggas, man. Y'all run around kissing niggas on the cheek with that fake mafia shit, man. No homo, man. How you kissing on that motherfucking calico nigga?
Those, Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I do. That dude ain't
That's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I played the one earlier that was one of my favorites. That's Them. That was one of my favorites, man. When he came on the show, when he finished that, man, we broke that on the show, man. And it's like, I like, man, remind me not to get you mad with me after hearing that damn song, man. Yeah.
He's gonna throw up under that white tee.
Yeah.
That was like
made me up the strap.
As a kid that was the song that everybody would walk up to me and sing. Like they would rap, they would be like, "Yo, look up," and they'd start rapping that song to me. And as a kid, I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. I didn't know what was going on. But that's something that I always remembered. Then as I got older, I started hearing the song again. I like actually put two and two together and I was like, oh shit, that's my dad. And then, yeah, that song is a cult classic.
Right. Yeah, man, your dad was a troublemaker too, man, on this show, man. Let me tell you, I did a show, right? I used to have comedians come on the show, man, and tell jokes and stuff, man. And we had this female comedian on, and Dozer was smoking, and I already knew. I said, "Uh-oh, she better have some good jokes because it's gonna be hell on her hands." Not even a minute in on her joke. Not even a minute in on her joke, you guys. Dozer went in on her ass. And when he went in on her. He did not let up for a whole 15 minutes. They went at her 15 minutes. Her manager was listening to the show, right? He tried to call me and text me, man, why is that guy talking to my client like that? You know, I'm like, man, this is radio, man. Is she a comedian? She's supposed to be able to, you know, keep doing your set and not allow a heckler to bother you. But your dad, man, he was doing more than heckling, man. And when she, man, it got to the point, man, she just hung the phone up. And it wasn't even 30 minutes into the show. I said, yeah. Man, and your dad was like, man, come on, DJ. Man, if you a comedian, you ain't supposed to allow me to interrupt you. She allowed me to get in her head. That's where she fucked up at. I said, but she don't know your crazy ass. He said, that's the whole point.
Exactly. No, that's definitely, that sums him up. If you want to know who he is, that sums him up right there. All in one.
Man, then one night we was doing, I used to have cypher battles and shit, right? It's like, everything that I would have, those would fuck it up. And I wouldn't do it no more because he was hard on people, man. I'm telling you. If he didn't like your music, like I said earlier, man, he'd fucking tell you. Get that shit out of DJ Sean. I'll be back. He'd do the one of Double Chocolate's numbers, hang the phone up, and keep calling back in. keep calling back in and listen to see what was going on. If he didn't like it, he'll inbox me and say, I'm off again. I'll be back. This is all night long. This dude was going to be going back and forth. Just, man, your dad was funny. He was crazy, man. But at the end of the day, man, if he, like I said, man, if he loved you like a brother, man, he would tell you. And if he had your back, he'd let people know not to fuck with you. Real talk, man. That's how your dad was, man. Man, you know, what's going on with the guy that the coward? And I'm not gonna say the guy, the coward that took your dad's life, man. What's going on with that? Has he been to court yet? Has he been sentenced? Or are they still, you know, making it go slow? What's any updates on that you know of?
Yes and no. You know what I mean? I'm a with this time that we live in today, and I know my dad definitely shared his life to the public. You know, fans deserve a little bit of a little bit of information or somewhat. But I would like to keep that to myself, or at least that's a personal matter. I won't share that over the air just at the moment. But definitely things is looking good for all those that's wondering in that regard.
All right.
No problem. Coming up.
So let's do this, man. Let's get into one of your jams. We can see who you are. And this one that I have is called, hold on a second.
Should be Legends of Hip Hop.
Yeah, I didn't download it like that. I went from back to the front. Yeah. Give me a minute to find it. This is for the niggas.
Nah, that's another one of my dad's songs he did in like 2002. But that's like a song he did where he mentioned me and a couple of the babies at the time. That was a little tribute he did for us.
Oh, okay. All right, you had it labeled wrong. But okay, we'll get into it. We'll be right back, y'all.
This is for them little woolly niggas in my nuts, bitch. This is for them niggas that you don't wanna fuck with. This is for the beans that shit and smoke my bricks and all the pretty ass bitches that I choke with dick. Come on. This is for them little woolly niggas in my nuts, bitch. This is for them niggas that you don't wanna fuck with. This is for the beans that shit and smoke my bricks and all the pretty ass bitches that I choke with dick. I got little niggas in my nuts, dying to sling raw. I see them now, cutting big bricks with chainsaws. While I'm laid back watching with a bowl full of boomies and chicken and collard greens with a platinum spoon. Two swimming pools filled up with reef and filly. Nutsack still filled with little divas and woolies. Wish I knew my seasons on that shit that dad be on. Yo, they found an egg of my semen with platinum on. I sat back shocked like damn, I wish I would've known sooner. Would've been settled down and made a motherfucking junior. Now I hit my mommy raw. Fill her up with little beans and good dick that go far beyond the kidneys. Knowing that my seeds gonna push V's and push keys, and my daughters gonna grow up to be nothing but brick seeds. This is for them little woolly niggas in my nuts, bitch. This is for them niggas that you don't wanna fuck with. This is for the beans that trip and smoke my bricks and all the pretty ass bitches that I choke with dick. Come on. This is for them little woolly niggas in my nuts, bitch. This is for them niggas that you don't wanna fuck with. This is for the beans that trip and smoke my bricks and all the pretty ass bitches that I choke with dick. Hey. Yo, I got a seed, and he gonna be just like daddy. Can't wait to get a little older and spit like daddy. See a bitch in the thong, grip that fatty. Park that nabby, boy, cop that caddy. Boy, put down the gold, boy, rock that platy. And don't fuck with fake niggas, man, they sang like patty. Slow down, little man,
Yo, son, I seen your sonogram and it looks to me you got a chrome 9 in your hand. Let daddy school you care, cause I don't wanna see you do a bed far away from the crib, hopping off some niggas' legs. Shit is real in this field, don't fuck with niggas that swill. Make sure you got a nigga just for holding your still. And by the way, it's in our blood to make a fly chick nail. So every chick that stuff your dick, make sure you bustin' the grill. Hey, this is for them little woolly niggas in my nuts, bitch. This is for them niggas that you don't wanna fuck with. This is for the beans that sip and smoke my bricks and all the pretty ass bitches that I choke with dick. Come on, this is for them little woolly niggas in my nuts, bitch. This is for them niggas that you don't wanna fuck with. This is for the beans that sip and smoke my bricks and all the pretty ass bitches that I choke with dick. Hey, hey, oh.
From Mandoza. Mike, what do you think about that one, bro?
I like that one, man. And the fact, like I said, when you, it's personal to them mentioning you in the song, so I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Damn, I'm going to say Mandoza. Damn, I know he's up there talking about my yellow ass. Damn. Scrap, go ahead.
Yeah, I like that one as well, man. You know, that's that flow, bro. That I really did enjoy that, man. Real, real yeah. Personable, man. But it was hard, bro.
Yes, sir. Little Scrap again, man. Damn, Little Scrap. I mean, damn, I'm all fucked up right now, man. Little Dozer, man. Again, man. Thank you for being a part of the show, man. And appreciate you, taking time out of your schedule, man, and joining us here tonight, man, just to, talk about your dad and you following your dad. He mentioned you a lot, when I got to know his family in Baltimore and stuff, man, and like I said, he always talked about his kids, man. One thing he did, his kids was always number one, and I can say that, and I can attest to that. Yeah. And you guys was always, always number one. He had a relationship with God, just like he had a relationship with you guys, man. I can say that, man.
Sure.
Well, man, we're gonna let you get on out of here, man. We're gonna listen to Legends of Hip Hop. This is a little dozer, y'all. We'll be right back.
Like Pac, I can show you what that juice is. Mix it with the gin and get ruthless. Hard being real when this life isn't easy. The grace of hip hop are underneath where my feet be. Like Pac, I could show you what that juice is. Mix it with the gin and get ruthless. Hard being real when this life isn't easy. The grace of hip-hop are underneath where my feet be. I'm still having flashes of the grand. Master, I have mastered rapping, baby, it's a skill. As crazy as it is, nothing really makes sense. Big and Tupac was supposed to make it to the crib. Big L should've had his gun out when they slid. For a reason, things happen, I ain't even about to trip. It's in my nature.
picture that I'm naughty. The game's so treacherous, doing everything to protect God's precious gift. I'm so unique, the young dirty bastard. Bumping to the chronic, left my weed in the ashtray. It was a good day, God don't let it be my last day. Ice cube drop settles in my clear glass cup. Mind playing tricks on me, what am I to do? Fuck around and scar your face. We got a part to play, thank you for your heart and faith. Dark man X, like pot, I could show you what that juice is. Mix it with the gin and get ruthless. Hard being real when this life isn't easy. The grace of hip hop are underneath where my feet be. Like pot, I could show you what that juice is. Mix it with the gin and get ruthless. Hard being real when this life isn't easy. The grace of hip hop are underneath where my feet be. To the soldiers that are not here physical, your name lives on and I'm living proof. Young Dolphin, Nipsey too. Get Crayola on the phone for that Nipsey blue. I told my tailor make my suit in that Suge red. This shit resembles power, not death. You boys really coward in the flesh. Scary hours when the mark is on your chest. Drunk pissy doing 60 down to one whizzy. I got pun with me. Capital punishment, the drums killing. Rap game ain't much different than drug dealing. Slug pierce your skin and have your blood spilling. The funeral room, all the thugs filling. Gone too soon for all the love giving. I'ma finish the race since they paved the way. Like pot, I could show you what that juice is. Mix it with the gin and get ruthless. Hard being real when this life isn't easy. The grace of hip hop are underneath where my feet be. Like pot, I could show you what that juice is. With the gin and get ruthless. Hard being real when this life isn't easy. The grace of hip hop are underneath where my feet be.
Wow. Crap, go ahead and talk to us real quick, bro.
Hey, bro, man, that joint is hot, man. You know, and I love the flow. I love the drive in the track, man. I really, really like that. And you know what, man? I definitely got to hear that again, man. I love that.
Appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Miss Sandy, Miss Baldy.
Well, you know how we do it, DJ. When we hear something that we really love, no disrespect to your dad songs, we love that too, but we want to hear that joint again.
All right. Buddy Mike, do I get a three-piece?
Bring it back, hey.
And welcome to the...
Bring it back.
Welcome to the show, Double Chocolate.
What up? And play that shit again. That shit was sweet.
All right, damn. She liked it. Yeah, it's a four-piece night. We'll be right back. Hold tight, little Dozer.
Like pot, I could show you what that juice is. Mix it with the gin and get ruthless. Hard being real when this life isn't easy. The grace of hip-hop are underneath where my feet be. Like pot, I could show you what that juice is. Mix it with the gin and get ruthless. Hard being real when this life isn't easy. The grace of hip hop are underneath where my feet be. I'm still having flashes of the grand. Mastered, I have mastered rapping, baby, it's a skill. As crazy as it is, nothing really makes sense. Big and Tupac was supposed to make it to the crib. Big L should've had his gun out when they slid. For a reason, things happen, I ain't even about to trip. It's in my nature that I'm naughty, the game's so treacherous. Doing everything to protect God's precious gift. I'm so unique, the young dirty bastard. Bumping to the chronic, left my weed in the ashtray. It was a good day, God don't let it be my last day. Ice cube drop settles in my clear glass cup. Mind playing tricks on me, what am I to do? Fuck around and scar your face. We got a part to play. Thank you for your heart and faith. Dark man X, like pot, I could show you what that juice is. Mix it with the gin and get ruthless. Hard being real when this life isn't easy. The grace of hip hop are underneath where my feet be. Like pot, I could show you what that juice is. Mix it with the gin and get ruthless. Hard being real.
that are not here physical. Your name lives on, and I'm living proof. Young Dolphin, Nipsey Truth. Get Crayola on the phone for that Nipsey Blue. I told my tailor make my suit in that Suge Red. This shit resembles power, not death. You boys really coward in the flesh. Scary hours when the mark is on your chest. Drunk pissy doing 60 down to one whizzy. I got pun with me. Capital punishment, the drums killing. Rap game ain't much different than drug dealing. Slugs pierce your skin and have your blood spilling. The funeral room, all the thugs filling. Gone too soon for all the love giving. I'ma finish the race since they paved the way. Like pot, I could show you what that juice did. Mix it with the gin and get ruthless. Hard being real when this life isn't easy. The grace of hip hop are underneath where my feet be. Like pot, I could show you what that juice did. Mix it with the gin and get ruthless. Hard being real when this life isn't easy. The grace of hip hop are underneath where my feet be.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's that shit.
Man, let me say this, man. I didn't listen to your music when you send it, man. That right there, man, if you don't sound like your pops, man, I swear you sound just like him, man. And you sound like your father. And that's a good thing.
I appreciate it.
And you sound like your dad, man. You got the same humor in you. I can hear it in your game and everything, just like your dad. I know he's sitting up there with a smile, you know, looking down on us today and just saying, thank you, DJ. You know what I mean? And that's just how, you know, I'm blessed to have had your father in my life. And he was a real dude, man, a real one. When I say brother's keeper, that nigga was a brother's keeper, man. Yeah. So, man, is there anything you want to leave us with, man, before I let you get out of here, man? And I'll be in touch with you, man. You know, I'll keep in touch with you. You know, and then maybe, you know, you get some more songs, man. We'll bring you back, man, and you know, have a night for you.
For sure, for sure. I'm with it all, and I just want to say I appreciate you for having me on here on this platform, getting a chance to, you know, represent and speak for my dad. And much, much shout out, much love to all his fans out there that keep his name alive, that keep playing his music, that keep thumping their neck, you know what I mean, in their head. I appreciate it. Keep doing what you're doing. It's going to be merch dropping. It's going to be more. We're gonna take his legacy to a whole nother level. We just getting started, so just be on the lookout. And yeah, I appreciate everybody who was a part of this, who helped this come about. And y'all definitely gonna be hearing from me soon.
Yeah, man, we're gonna be talking, man, because I wanna do something not only in Baltimore for your father, man, but I wanna do something in Syracuse. And I honor your father as well, man. So I'm putting it together in my head, and once I get it, and I'll let you know, and we'll, you know what I mean, we'll work on it.
All right, for sure.
All right, man. Lil Doza in the house, man. Again, man, thank you, man. Be blessed. Love you, man. And, you know, if you need me, you got my number. And like I said, I'll be in touch with you.
I appreciate it. Good night, everybody. Y'all have a blessed
good
night.
Thank you.
And,
good night.
Y'all will be hearing from me soon.
All right, nephew.
All right. Peace.
Peace. All right, you guys, this is the Hilltop Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, this goes out to my sister.
My sister.
Sandy Green.
Yeah.
A.K.A. the Ball Queen.
Queen.
Hey, and I say that to say this.
Come on.
Sister, stand firm on your journey.
Show up.
You know, and being an ebony queen,
back.
A humanitarian,
back.
And an advocate for women and men who deal with alopecia.
Yeah.
I commend you, sister, and this is how I want to represent
love. In the eyes of a world that demands perfection, where desires are high to fit into their circle of acceptance. The cruel views of those who want to besmirch your message can't dim the torch you carry that illuminates your presence. And every queen by every right, sister, embrace your destiny. Walk that walk by faith, God takes greatness ahead of you. Your story will pave the path for those quietly stressing through pain, unsure which way to go, like trying to run from the rain. Every situation is different, but the outcome be the same. Healing can't start until you embrace life changes. Nothing come easy, best believe me, in life just problems and pain. And if it did, the question should be, what will I give in exchange? Hard work are the seeds to grow the fruits of success. Sweat and tears, water the soil, let go and let God do the rest. And in that moment of truth, look back where that journey begins. And I promise every step taken was worth it all in the end. If you can see me for who I am, I promise you it's as beautiful as who I am. No fake facades hide behind the glare. True to myself because I am who I am. If you can see me for who I am, I promise you it's as beautiful as who I am. No fake facades hide behind the glare. True to myself because I am who I am.
If I could describe you in one word, that would be beautiful, amazing, incredible, undeniable, that's all you. The common elegance, I feel nothing but peace around you. Purpose driven, you inspire all those around you. Around you, God's grace flows through you, impacting all you come across, a helping hand to the lost. In this world of uncertainty, you're the light that illuminates the oceans and paths that we all partake. That one solid individual that touches your soul, more pure than gold, a love that never grows. Soul, only mature and explores, never ignores any in need, a true angel, for all indeed, standing, time to let your little light shine, your season, your time, all comes from your grind, share the blessings of your journey, your vision, your mission to spread love and wisdom, bring together an individual.
If you can see me for who I am, I promise you it's as beautiful as who I am. No fake facades hide behind the glare, true to myself because I am who I am. If you can see me for who I am, I promise you it's as beautiful as who I am. No fake facades hide behind the glam. Shoot to myself because I am who I am.
Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with smoking weed. Weed is from the earth. God put this here for me.
All right, welcome back to the Hilltop Radio Show with the Hilltop All-Stars. I want to give a thanks out to Little Doza for taking time out of his schedule and being a part of the tribute show to his father, who I had opportunity to meet, be around, you know, kicking it. You know, he was an indeed friend, man, and he's going to be missed. And, you know, we're going to be doing some stuff up there in Syracuse and back home in Baltimore for him as well. So I have the exact plan of what I'm going to do and how I'm going to put it together. I got it. Getting a song you guys just heard. It's called See Me. Money Mike and Scrap Iron wrote that for Miss Sandy Green, who is a alopecia advocate. Her walk is when? When is your walk?
It's on August the 3rd.
Where at?
In Fortendale, Alabama.
All right. And that song will be played live as she does her walk. Yeah.
I'm so excited. Again, I thank you guys.
They're going to be sending you the Cash App soon. Yeah.
I know. I can hear it going off. Look, I can hear it.
You know, and not knowing, you know, our other sister, Double Chocolate, has alopecia as well, but not as bad as other people has, right, Double Chocolate?
Right, I have a mild form of alopecia, like on the side of my temple. My hair falls out. But I usually get it really bad, like if I'm stressed, then it'll go bald.
Yeah, wow. it's something too. You know, a lot of people suffer from it. You know, like the lady on that was on last night, come find out she had it. And Sandy, you wanna finish the story about that lady that was on last night on Letitia's show?
Well, she also had it?
Yeah, one of the ladies that were one of the guests on the show. Oh yeah, Mike and Scrap, I gotta say this. Sandy, you there?
I'm here.
Oh. Y'all remember the other night when the lady was on from you know, from the books and how Sandy, you know, sold that BMW to her about, you know, getting her a book about alopecia and everything. Y'all remember that night?
Right. Right.
Man, she was on the show last night. That is a kid, boy. I said in the middle of the day, I said, look at her. I said, look at you selling that shit. You sell that shit.
But one thing about it, we are family. When one come up, we all come up. So come on now. I'm waiting on some more
right now.
I'm waiting on some more people that throw some more stuff at me. Yes.
Yes, indeed.
That shit was funny as hell, though. I told her, I said, you know I'm going to tell it.
So you broke out in the middle. You broke out in the middle of the conversation. So I'm like, oh, I'm gonna tell Mike and Strap. Yeah.
That shit was funny, boy. Nah, man, but it's just fun. Y'all should have heard that, man. It was fun, man. Sunday night. Can't believe 2 weeks straight, boy. We got to give her some flowers and some stars. Double Chocolate's back again Sunday night. Who we got on the show Sunday night, Love After Dark?
I like roses, thank you very much. And sunflowers, thank you very much. That will have the sexy, young, handsome, he lions, and he is the cougar's choice. And if y'all go check out his Instagram, y'all going to see why.
Don't want to check another nigger out on no Instagram with his motherfucking shirt and shit off. Who the fuck does that?
Hey, go ahead. He is sexy
and tenderoni,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to go to the bathroom on that shit.
No, you're not. Don't pull a knee.
Don't pull a double chop. Look, let me tell you something. Look.
I will go to the bathroom quick.
Hey, well, look, let me tell y'all. See, Double Chocolate, she thinks she's slick, but I know her like a motherfucking book. Her number popped up while the song was playing right, and I sat there and looked at her number. I said, now, she must be liking it because she ain't raised her hand yet. And then as soon as the song ended, she liked it because she raised her hand. I know her like a book. I know her like a book.
Yes, indeed.
Because she would have stayed down at the bottom with her hand not raised until that.
I was looking like a motherfucker, too.
It's a shame, DJ Sean, though, y'all. I know y'all
I said
like a fool.
Like that. I wasn't coming on. That's he ain't fixing to say Double Chocolate. Bye.
Oh, man. I know her like a book, boy. I know her like
a
book.
Mm-hmm.
I know her like a book.
Bro.
Yeah, man.
If I don't like that rep, I'm gone. If I get bored, I'm gone.
Goddamn right. Real damn quick, or text me talking about I'm in the bathroom. Scrap said one day, I said, Double Chocolate, you there? Scrap said, she in the bathroom.
Yes, indeed.
Hey,
said,
y'all want me to go to the bathroom and take a pee break, or y'all want me to tell the truth?
Hey, it don't matter because they already know. We didn't talk about your. We didn't talk about you so much in front of the artist. They even know her. They even know her MO.
Hold on, she don't like it. I'm sorry. And you know, just because I don't like it, don't mean that somebody else. You know, I just like certain types of music, and that's just how I am. Before I try to embarrass somebody or say something and hurt somebody's feelings, because it could just be one of them songs that it just don't pop for me. But they might have another song that do, you know. As long as it don't be like that one girl that was on there that sounded like she's chewing on a cat.
Damn.
Man, that girl was up there doing all that hollering and all. What the hell talking about that? That's some sexual something, like she was calling a male or some male calling, whatever the hell that was. That girl, I couldn't take it.
Trying to cut cat toenails, huh?
Man, that girl. And she was excited about her own stuff, like somebody actually told her that was sexy. Like, girl, that sexy? That was sexy?
Sounded like trying to cut cat toenails with a chainsaw, huh?
Right. Y'all remember that night? I think I stayed in the bathroom the whole time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ain't lying about that. Yeah, but Sunday night we got T-Lines. We'll be on Sunday night. And Monday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show, we will have Benny the Butcher and his crew, along with special guest Leroy Johnson, which is Rick James' brother. He's going to be a special guest because he's the one that is pushing this group out of this certain group out of Buffalo, New York. So Buffalo will be in the house Monday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And we're going to be talking about that. And then the second half of the show, we're going to be talking about MTV. You know, Leroy was a part of the MTV thing, you know, not getting black artists on MTV back in the 80s. And then when they opened up the door, they put every black artist on there except for Rick James. So we're going to be talking about that as well Monday night. And then Tuesday night, she's back, the Miss Baldy Show. And who you got coming on the show? Sandy?
You're going to put me on Front Street like that. Her name is Katina Marie. She's having a pageant, an alopecia pageant, and she want to come on and talk about it. It's going to be in Texas.
All right. Like everybody said, don't start acting like double chocolate now. She'll wear the hell off on you. Where?
Don't kill me.
Shit. Yeah. And then Thursday night, right back here on the Hilltop Radio Show, we got one of the hardest hip-hop artists from out of Florida, the 305, Blackwell. He will be on with us here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And so, you know, so again, and we're approaching 1,750 episodes here on the Hilltop Radio Show Network. And then come May. They're still working on their ballistics. It's Getting It Out the Mud Radio with Scrap Iron and Money Mike, their show.
You're
my brothers.
Getting It Out the Mud. Getting the best talent in Louisiana. You know, putting Louisiana. We got the hip-hop and rappers, and we got the R&B and Southern Soul and Zydeco really representing. We got Double Chocolate and Scrap and Mike really representing talent out of Louisiana, out of the boot, out of Ratchet City. whatever other names y'all got.
And I'm going to be their first guest.
Oh, Lord. Y'all ain't getting no damn
questions.
Uh-oh, what's it right? What's it right?
Let me crack some of these questions right now. Double chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Is it double the chocolate, double the flavor, or double the scoops? Which one is it?
Or double the fun. You forgot about
double
the fun.
Everything.
What's that? Oh, so
everything.
We just call you double because the
double
portions are doubled up on everything.
Damn right.
Mm.
You need to call me triple chocolate because, baby, I triple it too. Quadruple it too. Just be ready.
I got a question. Can you identify this sound?
Oh, my gosh. That is the sound of your lips on my...
Hmm.
Hey, ding, 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 ding.
Damn, I gotta find a song for that one. Y'all go ahead and talk while I try to find a song.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't ready for me to get on that show. I shut it down.
Hey,
that was $100,000 question.
I know the perfect song for that one. After she talk your shit, talk shit back to you. Us grab. Hold on, man. I got it in my mind. I ain't gonna say it until I play it. Oh man. I know Sandy be like, damn, yes, Sandy, we talk like this, baby. We don't hide nothing. We don't stray away from nothing. When we come off that sidewalk to step on the highway, all the damn traffic stops.
Boom, that is.
Face it and embrace it.
You know how traffic stops when the buses are on the highway and they dropping them kids off? That's how they. That's what happens when we hit that motherfucking sidewalk. Come off that sidewalk. They going 70 miles an hour. The light is green. That motherfucker, they stopping.
Okay.
I'm still looking for this. It's a damn song, Shane, when you got over 5,000 songs on your damn show and everything is in alphabetical order and you forget sometimes your alphabet.
Yeah, Leon speaks.
and I think I did pass it like 3 damn times up here laughing at my own dumb ass self.
Look, did you see what I put in the group with they had Jake Paul up there, so-called training?
Oh yeah, I saw a while ago. All right, this is what double chocolate. This is what double chocolate said to you after what she just said. This is her message back to you. She said. y'all messing with Scrap's ass today, y'all. He ain't getting out of this one. Hold on, let me find this other. Okay, then she laid your ass on the bed. This is what she said.
Leave your name and a brief message, and I'll be sure to get back with you. Peace.
Kevin, I love you. Break it down. I don't want nobody else to hear the sound.
Yeah.
I ain't done. Look, and after she got you where she wanted you at, you got your nut. This is what she had you doing.
Wait. Oh, bro. My bro. Idiot.
Hold on, it's coming. Here it comes. Yeah, you doing this, Scrap.
I wish it all the
time. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Who the hell was
hey,
that?
Hey, I'm obviously close. Uh-oh.
That was not
that
you.
That was her.
That was Double Chocolate singing like that.
Oh,
yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
She done let it slip out the bag.
Oh, man, let me go get me a Q-tip. Hold on a second. Let me do an encore real quick. Hold on.
Don't tell me.
Hold on. Gotta do it again. And put your mouth to the phone. Yeah, we can resign her. We can resign her ass. Here we go. Get ready.
I
get ready to say she fired. She ain't getting no damn deal.
Gotta say something I know. See, I done got me some Moscato in me, and I ain't drinking a couple of days. I ain't smoking a couple of days, man. Moving them stores, I've been busy as hell. So, you're getting the almost natural me right now.
Sandy,
say something. I'm
going to
sing it for you.
Sandy, let me play you Money Mike's when Mike gets it going and we play his song. Hold on a second. I think you've been on when we did this before. I think hold on, where is it at? Has she? Well, anyway, here it is.
extra, read all about it. Houdini drops another one in everybody's face. And dig it, they call this one, I'm a hoe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he don't get upset about it either. He don't even make a fuss. He don't argue. He don't get mad. He don't block nobody. He don't delete nobody. He just take it like a champ. Ain't that right, Mike?
That's right. No, I'm ready to talk my talk with it.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I got you. Sandy, it's not a bad thing. It's like a big person holding two cotton candies at the same time. I can't choose to eat just one, so I got to eat between the both of them. That's like, you know, it's like, to break it down even further, it's like, you know, y'all have, just like, there's two butt cheeks and there's two bosoms. What, I'm going to just stick to the left side and not the right? Or I'm going to go in between the left and the right?
Oh,
cool.
What was that?
If I just went to the left side, your right one's going to be like, well, what about me?
Jealous.
So I am the whore that ends jealousy.
Oh my word!
A grown man, I love all women.
You kind of ambidextrous on that one, huh, brother?
I'm just trying to say, I want to explain when I put the cotton candy on you. I mean, when I'm eating the cotton candy, I'm sorry. Oh, it slipped out. Oh, there it is. Mm. I want you to understand what's going on with the cotton candy.
It's going to be sticky.
And therefore, you'll be equally sticky in all places.
Oh my word, this is a song.
Oh. This is a song they play when they know Mike is in the house, so the women get ready. They already know. Watch Sandy and Double Chocolate. Watch this, y'all. Watch this.
Yeah. 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 Okay.
Go shoot up, bro. Shoot up.
Oh, God. Yeah.
See, that's an instructional, so why I got that candy
like
all over
you. I like that song in them jeans. Play that.
In them jeans.
My sister is laughing at me, y'all, because look, she got some R. Kelly on the other side, so I ran the other side. I came up in here and started dancing in the kitchen. And you know, she cooked, so when the food good, I dance. So.
Okay.
This is what you're talking about, man.
Play in them jeans, though. Mm-hmm.
Why
y'all got quiet? Why y'all got quiet?
I'm trying to find out about them jeans.
Yeah. See, I got jeans.
Well, how you look when you're getting up out of them?
If I can find a picture.
Now, I know. And Sand, I know you look amazing in your jeans. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ain't lacking in your back and no.
I'm looking at TV. I don't even own no jeans.
Look at.
Let me change. I don't even own no jeans.
That's even better.
That is a shame. We need you. We need to start a campaign.
Let's see Sandy out of those jeans. I mean, let's see Sandy in those jeans. In those jeans. Yeah.
I don't even wear jeans. Let me put the
That's what I'm talking about.
Here, here's one. Here's one to get them going. Yeah.
Put me in a pair of jeans on our group chat.
Mm-hmm.
In them jeans. Let's see here. Damn.
Let me show you how I'm putting up some muscle.
I'm wearing them jeans. All right. All right. All right. So
oh,
they got
goodness.
Some jeans
oh, wait,
on,
wait.
Too.
Did I put it online?
Hamburger.
What'd you say?
I said, oh, goodness.
Hamburger.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
With two
time
big old mouth shakes. Hamburger.
Hamburger.
Yeah, when are we going to all meet? When we are gonna all meet? Well, y'all probably met already.
Nah, we want to meet you.
Nope.
We ain't met yet.
I never met nobody. Really?
But live, yeah. You know, us going live in the group, cutting up and shit like that.
I mean, cutting up bad.
I'm the only good one.
Good at being bad.
You know what they say about the good ones? Good ones are the bad ones who ain't been caught yet.
What you talking about? I be having Bible study.
Oh, Lord.
Go ahead. I hear you.
Trying to take control of the little.
Yeah, ass 316 said I just spanked your ass.
Oh,
I like
my
that.
God. Now, you knew she was going to like that. Now, I don't even know why you said that.
Why?
Ain't nothing wrong with a well-timed spanking.
Exactly.
Hell, they created a song, The Wheels of the Bus Go Round and Round. Shit. Yeah, man, this is the Hilltop Radio. Damn, man, 2 hours went away just that damn quick, man. God,
I forgot
damn.
We were on the radio.
Damn.
That's
just
how
real quick.
Get.
Hell yeah, Double Chuck, let them know where they follow you at.
You can follow me on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram at Rosemarie. Snapchat at Queen Rosemarie. If you need some spiritual advice, go ahead and click my page, Madame Marie's Candle Shop. If you need your body snatched, you need your yoni snatched, you need some personal training, you need wedding dresses, sexy lingerie, toys. Matter of fact, if you need to get a man, keep a man, marry a man, hit me up on Kinky Closet. And make sure you check me out on The Best. I mean The Best and The Baddest Show on the Hilltop Network. That is love. After dark and Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And I will have T-Line, the Cougar's Choice, on Sunday night. So make sure you're tuned in. This is a show you don't want to miss. And then you can also catch me on my girl shows and my guy shows. That's on the Hilltop Network. That's Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Yeah, I'll be on that. Double
chocolate. All right. Money Mike.
Always on social media. It's UNG Music. That's ITSUNGMUSIC. Here at the Hilltop Radio Show with the DJ Shine and the Hilltop All-Stars. Or the website at newungmusic.com.
All right. Miss Sandy.
On Facebook, you can find me. My personal page is Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-Y, Green, G-R-E-E-N-E. My alopecia page is called Don't Stare, Just Ask, hashtag alopecia. And you can always find me on the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the Hilltop All-Stars. My sister and my brother's cutting up like they ain't got no business. I love you guys.
Love you too. Go ahead, Scrap. Scrap lover, there is no other.
Exactly. All right. Yeah, well, you can definitely find your boy at Scrap Iron for God on Instagram. You can look me up on Facebook at Carl Sanders, and you can catch me on the Hilltop Radio Show with my family, DJ Sean, and the Hilltop All Stars. You know, get at your boy. And I'm about to try to concentrate all this stuff into one, so it'd be just one. I want to be like y'all, Sean. Just Google me.
I'm working on that right now.
Yeah. Everybody knows. Just Google me. I'm there. We got a lot of stuff coming up next month. Hot show next month. The whole next month is
rain and heat.
Nothing but the heat, baby. Nothing but the heat. Nothing but the heat. And make sure you guys can go to hilltopradioshow.org and hit Blog Talk, and you guys can go back in here and listen to every show that we've done is on there. You guys come back and listen. Make people, if you want to download a special show that you were on where you shined or something like that, or just to have, brag about, you can even download the show from the site. Oh, yeah. Well, on behalf of DJ Sean, Money Mike, Scrap Iron, Miss Baldy, and Double Chocolate, you guys have a safe and awesome weekend. Charlotte, we are getting rain tomorrow, so make sure you guys, take your umbrella out tomorrow. And be back here Sunday night, 10 p.m., 9 Central with Double Chocolate, Love After Dark. Be blessed, y'all. We out of here.
Love
y'all.
One, two.